Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
What did they steal or not steal from you? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. Billy Joel's Center Island Mansion was burglarized, but it's weird.
I can't believe that.
It's,
I mean, honestly,
so weird.
Who would do the sacrificial thing or getting on that? I mean, that's it's sacrilegious, really, is what I'm looking for here. I just imagine a battalion of people ready to guard Billy Joel's house as volunteers anyways. Because if not, sign me up.
It's not even a house. It's like an estate.
I would hope so.
It's just a fortress, I think.
The guy's done a lot, so
right.
I would hope so.
But the burglar broke in, this is where it gets strange, and destroyed his motorcycle collection.
That's just mean, man.
Oh,
that's it. Billy Joel loves his motorcycles. He loves his cars.
How many
motorcycles did they destroy?
Raven, guess.
Was it 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4?
It was 12.
Well, that's sad, but I mean, you don't get a lot of opportunities to make that joke.
Right. I'm glad you got it out there.
Thank you.
So here's the thing is that they got burglarized.
Did they have his alarm code? 1, 2.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Are you done?
No, I'm done.
Okay. All right, so.
That's mean because he loves his motorcycles.
They broke in and they vandalized all 12 of his motorcycles. They went into his home office and they made a huge mess. They wrecked it, but they didn't steal anything.
It's just creepy when somebody's in your spot.
Right?
Like, you know what I mean? You got into Billy Joel's house. I mean, think about the cool stuff that's got to be in Billy Joel's house. I imagine like an alligator head, maybe some dinosaur bones. Definitely some artwork, certainly some unreleased songs.
I just don't understand how
wedding
you would
photos.
Go through all the trouble, him and Christy Brinkley,
oh,
of
man.
All the trouble of going and breaking into somebody that famous's home. You know it can't be easy. And then you don't even take anything.
It's so
you
creepy.
You just wreck things.
Right. It's so creepy. Have you ever had anybody break into something of yours and, like, you know, just ever you get in and everything's disheveled?
Because oh, yeah.
At first you don't notice, right? I had a couple cars broken in. I actually had one car just disappear, but that's a different story.
Right. It happened to me. And that's the whole thing. It's like, it's one thing when they take everything because
right.
you're like, okay, they robbed
they got me.
They got me.
Right.
It's another thing when they don't because you're like, well, why did they do this? And the one thing that they didn't steal from me still boggles my mind to this day.
It bothers you
yeah.
at this moment. Was it not good enough for them?
We're going to get to it coming up next, but we want to hear from you. What did they steal or not steal from you? 1-800-330-9999. Call or text. Billy Joel's Center Island Mansion got broken into. Here's the crazy part. The burglar didn't steal anything, just vandalized all 12 of his prized motorcycles and, like, destroyed his house.
Why are you so mad at Billy Joel, person, right?
How
like, I mean, if you were
going to
be mad at Billy Joel, that time was probably a couple decades ago.
I feel like there's no reason to be mad at him.
Right.
But more, you go through all those hoops to break into that giant mansion that's like a fortress, and you don't take anything? You just destroy his motorcycles?
It's sad to me.
1-800-330-9999. What did they steal? Or better yet, what didn't they steal when they broke into your house? We're going to get your calls coming up next with Anna and Raven. Somebody broke into Billy Joel's Center Island Mansion, and they didn't steal anything. They just destroyed 12 of his motorcycles.
That's
and,
mean.
Yeah, and they went into his office, and they just ransacked the place, which is crazy. You went through all the trouble of getting into Billy Joel's house, and then that's what you do? You don't even take anything?
I mean, think about the stuff that must be in there. Like,
I know.
You know, like fancy suits and
clothes. Pianos.
It's like hanging out at the Hard Rock Cafe. But even better.
So 1-800-330-9999. What did they steal from you, or what didn't they steal from you?
They took my cable box.
They took your cable box.
Can you even do anything with that if it's not hooked up somewhere?
No, you can't. I don't know what they were thinking, but they took it.
Well, this must have been like back in the day, right? Because, I mean, a cable box at this point, a lot of people of that age that are breaking into houses don't even know what a cable box is.
Right, it's true.
Right. What is that thing? I don't know, man. I really don't know. Ancient technology.
Anna and Raven, what did they steal or not steal from you?
I had this big old Crown Victoria that had, you know, like one of the old ashtrays, and I used to put all my change in there.
Yes.
And they would only break into the car and steal all the change out of it, but nothing else in the car.
Right, right.
No chargers, no nothing like that. Just the change, and they would like wait for it to be filled up and steal it again.
Those Crown Vic ashtrays, really large.
Stop putting coins in there.
No, it's like a $20 to $30 score. That's not a bad score if you're a thief.
Well, it wasn't even like open. It would be like
closed. They just knew that you would constantly refill it.
What are the odds that it's actually not people breaking into our car? It's been our teenage son this entire time.
Right,
every time.
Getting lunch money.
Like, oh, man, I'm getting that money. That money's mine.
But I had my car broken into one time, and the thing that bothered me wasn't what they took. It's what they didn't take. We're going to get to that next with Anna and Raven. What didn't they steal from you? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. Billy Joel's Center Island Mansion was burglarized. Here's the crazy part. They went through the whole process of breaking in, and they vandalized 12 of his motorcycles. You know, like, he's a chopper guy. That's his thing.
Yeah, it's sad, man. As a gearhead, and it just feels wrong. I got to tell you,
right.
If Billy Joel had asked me to camp out on his front or back lawn and just watch out for his property, I would have done it.
But they didn't steal anything. The cops say they didn't steal anything, just destroyed the motorcycles.
Strange.
We got a message saying it has to be an angry ex-girlfriend, which...
I feel like Billy Joel's kind of been through that.
I don't think
he's married. Everything's fine now.
Yeah, I feel like it's
good
not
now.
Real.
He's
right?
Aged out of that. You
yeah.
Know? I mean, the people that still were angry at him, they've passed on.
Right.
or moved to Florida.
But it got me like, you know, you go through all that to break into somebody's house that famous and you don't steal anything.
Such a strange position to be wondering why wasn't your stuff good enough to be taken, I guess. What was left behind, really, the question for you?
It's hurtful. And I remember my car was broken into years ago. And the next morning I went in and they had taken all the change from the center, you know.
Right.
And they had taken my Lil' Kim CD.
Oh, that is sad.
Sad.
Get your lighters out.
They took my Creed CD. Nobody likes Creed.
No, but at that time, they ruled the world.
Right. You know what CD they left behind?
What was that?
You don't steal my Bon Jovi CD? I don't understand. Who doesn't want a Bon Jovi CD?
And to be fair, maybe they already had it. All right? they could have already had it in theirs, right? I mean, that would make some sense.
I guess. I remember thinking it was so hurtful. What didn't they steal from you, Raven?
I had a car stolen, which was absolutely heartbreaking. The worst part is when you get the car back because they just spent the night destroying it.
Yeah.
It was a Mustang convertible. They beat it. The transmission, everything broke. They took my credit cards, my Social Security number, all that stuff they got from the car. But the thing that amazed me when I got the vehicle back was that the radio was actually still in there. Like, you went through all that stuff.
They didn't want your radio.
At the same time, you were just like, this is whack, man. Don't take that. This is nothing. Don't take that. It's so hurtful.
Sean wrote on our Facebook page, my father's house was broken into, and there were valuables in the house. China, Hummel figures, crystal. The person who broke into the house only stole the universal remote.
Nice. You know when you need one, though, and you're just desperate, and then you go out and you buy one, and it doesn't match the right code for the TV you have. It's extremely frustrating.
1-800-330-9999. What did they or did not steal from you?
Okay, it's really strange. It was when my husband and I first got married, and we rented an apartment, and they had, like, storage in a chicken coop area. They broke into the chicken coop. They stole a turntable, but left all the records.
That is weird. That is weird.
Maybe the record stunk.
Well, no, but you still want the vinyl. Maybe they had long nails and the milk crate was going to hurt their fingers because those milk crates, not fun to carry,
well, this
to be
is,
honest.
This is similar to like when they left my Bon Jovi CD. They stole every other CD except for my Bon Jovi CD. What records did they have?
Well, I mean, ironically, Billy Joel, and it was a bunch of my husbands, and Pink Floyd, and Led Zeppelin. And
that explains it.
Do you think, like, when people, they go in, and they intend to get everything, right? And then they come across it, and they realize that it's Billy Joel stuff, and then they stop, because they feel like it's a mummy, and it could be cursed, and if I steal from Billy Joel, like, this will always be with me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for the call.
I mean, that's an explanation.
And on Raven, what did they steal or not steal from you?
So in 1993, they stole my husband and I's car, and the next day in the woods near our condo, we found they had thrown out the car seat, which really made my husband mad, the baby's car seat,
And then they threw out my Barry Manilow CDs and tapes, but they kept all the Led Zeppelin ones, too.
Right, Those hippies.
I'm telling you, why do burglars have such sensitive music? The same thing happened to me. It's
why do
crazy.
They not respect the great songster, Barry right. Manilow, right? The great crooner.
I'm not going to lie, I would have thrown that out the window, too. The more I think about it, I feel like it has to be a disgruntled employee. Mm-hmm. It's the only person I think that would do this to somebody like Billy Joel,
well,
right?
If it was a disgruntled employee, though, wouldn't it have happened long, long ago? I mean, Billy Joel's been in that place, owned that town forever, owned that all that property there forever. Why today? Why this weekend?
I don't know.
It's teenagers.
It's definitely not teenagers. It's Anna and Raven. Billy Joel's Center Island mansion got broken into, and they didn't steal anything. They just vandalized and destroyed 12 of his prized motorcycles and ransacked his office.
I mean, that's just, it's mean. It's, no other way to say it.
It's baffling, because you're like, why? Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense to me.
If I was a friend of Billy Joel's, I'd just be living in his garage, hanging out there, having a good time, especially when he was gone. I mean, think about it. That'd be the best access.
But 1-800-330-9999. What did they steal or not steal from you? You can call and text. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, yeah. I had a car stolen. It was a 1991 Honda Civic hatchback. All the kids love to have.
Mm-hmm.
And when I drive through the city, everyone would yell out the window, you want to sell it? You want to sell it? And I said, no, I don't want to sell it. It's the only car I got. So one guy must have followed me home. He's trying to pay for it. Because I went out to the work one morning, and there was an empty park.
Yeah, that's the worst feeling when I lost my car. It's the worst. And like you're tracking, like they had all my credit cards. So I was tracking purchases in real time on the phone with the credit card company, talking to the cops. The cops are like, yeah, we'll probably find it tomorrow.
This car didn't have one dent in the exterior, and the interior is mint.
Oh, man. Mm. That thing right now has got a bumblebee muffler on it and a spoiler that's 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's probably in South L.A.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What did they steal from you?
Can you believe 2 days ago, I'm driving to work. I listen to you guys along the drive, and the reception's kind of crappy. I look up, and I notice my antenna is missing.
Come on.
I have a Jeep, and it has one of those screw-in antennas. You're going to take it off. Someone stole someone. Who does that?
Who does that?
Well, you know that they own a Jeep, so keep an eye out.
Well, somebody did mention that there was a Jeep just like mine parked next to mine a few days ago.
Oh.
And who knows? If they needed it that bad, whatever.
I just Googled who steals an antenna.
Yeah.
And you would be shocked by the amount of people that have had their antenna stolen.
I feel like the one hubcap is the thing, too, that people like when cars have hubcaps, you're not going out and buying a new set of hubcaps. You already hate hubcaps because you own this car, but you're willing to steal one.
Oh, that is so stinky.
And Ann Raven, what did they steal from you?
They stole my car, but it's what they left behind with used.
Oh!
You got the car back and they were
in the car, in the back seat.
Oh, my God.
They were getting freaky in your back seat. Keep the car. Keep the car. I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're on the phone with Progressive going, no, you are totaling this.
Yeah,
you are definitely totaling this. Ma'am, nothing's gone but the radio. You are totaling this.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.